Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning. Happy, what is it, Wednesday, April 12th? It's Bennett on 96.5 TDY. You know, we're always very honest and open with you. You know, we put our lives out there, good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, hell, yesterday on the show, I told you that I have a bad habit of eating cough drops. You may never even look at me the same. But some rather sad news to share with you this morning. As my co-host, Raven, as you know, is no longer with us. I know. This is difficult. Today's going to be hard. We love Raven. You know, this is, companies worldwide are crunching right now. I mean, this is just the state of the world we're in. This is just the way it is. Unfortunately, but Raven's good. We stay in constant contact. She's a forever friend now because I'm going to stalk her. I love Raven. And we're so close. We've spent, 5 hours in a box together for the last almost year and a half. She's going to go on and be awesome and be the rock star that she is. And I encourage you to follow her journey, whatever she does next. I cannot wait to see what she does next. But having said that, I'm here for the long haul. I'm like a pothole on 95. I'm not going anywhere. So I appreciate you listening to the show, and I hope that you stay with me on this journey. We're going to build this show from the ground up, right? And we're going to make something super super special for this city that I absolutely love. I've been here for 10 years now. I've been here on 96.5 in this great city of Philadelphia. And we're going to put together a show that you're going to be proud of. And, it's not going to be easy. She was such a major part of the show. But like I said, she's going to move on to do great things. And I cannot wait to follow her on Instagram. And, she says she's going to get married this year, so I can't wait to see that. She better still make that happen. But, we have to talk about it, right? I mean, we talk about everything on this show. So, just want to thank you for being you and for being a big part of the show and for listening, all these years. And, we're going to do it. We're going to make it through. And, this is going to be a show that I think you're going to be proud of. So. This is going to be an interesting morning. We're going to have some fun, though. We got some great prizes, right? Still coming up on the show. It's going to be good. We're going to make it through because we're together. Come on. We're a fam. Having said that, let's get back into it before I get all misty at 6:10 in the morning. It's way too early for it to be misty. Come on, jeez. It's 96.5 TDY. Was there really a hot dog fight at the Phillies game in South Philly last night? It is time for the fill-in. It's Bennett on 96.5 TDY. I'm seeing videos. It's everywhere on Instagram, on Twitter. It was Dollar Dog Night, right? And I don't know what happened. I mean, I know the Phillies lost pretty handily last night, so I'm not sure what went into this hot dog war, but hot dogs were literally flying everywhere at the bank last night. It got pretty intense. People were ejected. Like, people were thrown out of the stadium. Like, you know, this is why we can't have nice things. This would not happen if the hot dogs were $5. But, of course, Dollar Dog Night, people are whipping these bad boys around. Letting them fly. Come on. Don't take this away from us. I love Dollar Dog Night. This is sacred. Just eat your hot... What are we doing here? Sheesh! Other news. You know, I saw this. I was a big fan of Monopoly ever since I was a kid. I would always get way too competitive, though. And if I lose, I would, toss the Monopoly board across the room. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia Monopoly board game. This is amazing. where can I get my hands on this? I'm just reading about it. But I love when they do special editions of the Monopoly games. But our one of our favorite shows gets their own Monopoly game. And I'm sure it's not like the typical Monopoly. I'm sure there's some quirks, you know, dedicated to the show. So I cannot wait to check this out. I'm definitely going to, if I see it in Target or Walmart, I'm snagging this bad boy and I'll let you know all about it. And of course, the fill-in is sponsored by Family Jewelers, Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Hey, good morning. It's Bennett on TDY. It is time for the Philly Fast Five. Who this?
Good morning, Bennett. It's Matthew. How are you this morning?
What's up? Matthew from Medford. What's happening, man?
Hey, long time no chat. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Just the usual, right? Work and taking care of the kids.
Okay. Remind me, what do you do for a living there, Matt? I feel like I've talked to you a billion times and I have no idea anything about your life. You're very mysterious.
Yes, well, I work from home and I handle auto accident claims.
Oh, okay. All right, Matt. Well, we have some tickets for the third annual Down and Derby Wine Fest. It's happening at Cooper River Park. This is a fun event. I've hosted this event the first year. It's happening on Saturday, May 6th. Are you into this? Are you a wine drinker?
We are into this. No, we definitely be ready for some time away just to enjoy some wine.
Date with the missus, right?
Of course.
Well, you know the deal. Just answer 3 out of the 5 Philly-related questions correct, and you're going.
Yeah, we got this.
Here we go. Question one. Philadelphia's border with New Jersey is created entirely by what river?
The Delaware River?
Question two. When it opened in 1874, which facility, the first of its kind in America, charged visitors 25 cents to see almost 1,000 animals?
The Philadelphia Zoo?
The Philadelphia Zoo, the first zoo in America, 1874, too. Damn. All right, final one, Matt. If you get this right, you are into the Down and Derby Wine Festival. An urban beach in Penn's Landing in Philadelphia is known as Blank Street Harbor Park. Fill in the blank.
You know, that one I don't know.
It's also often used for a Christmas tree.
Blank Street Harbor Park.
It's not Douglas Fir. It's not Douglas Fir Street Harbor Park. Any other Christmas trees you may have heard of?
Evergreen?
Spruce Street Harbor Park.
Spruce. You have to remember that I'm a Chicago transplant, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're from Chi-Town. Wait, so how long have you been in Medford for?
In Medford for 2 years.
Okay. All right, here we go. You got this one. This is an easy one. Philadelphians might use what other word when referring to a sub or hero sandwich?
Some may think it is an odd word, especially for a sub sandwich, but they call it a hoagie, my friend.
A hoagie! Yeah, get that sub out of my face. It's a hoagie. Matt, congratulations! Well done, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You got a pair of tickets for the third annual Down and Derby Wine Fest. It's going to be a lot of fun. What's your go-to choice of wine there?
I'm a Chardonnay, maybe a barrel-aged Chardonnay if they've got it.
Okay. Well, all the finest New Jersey wineries will be on hand Saturday, May 6th at Cooper River Park. Well done, sir. Thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Today, figure something out in terms of not going to work, you know? Fake being sick, or maybe if you have like a cool hybrid schedule, you know, flex that bad boy. Sunshine, 80 degrees, our first 80 degree day of the year. This is fantastic. It's Bennett on TDY. What are you doing today?
I'm just going out to dinner with my dad.
Who picks up the check, you or dad?
Today, my dad.
Oh, perfect. Time to order up those diamond encrusted lobster tails.
I got the latest and greatest. All the headlines in Philly this morning, it's Bennett with the fill-in on TDY. Remember when SZA swerved us back in March? You know, she canceled last minute her show at Wells Fargo Center for, quote, production issues. Well, I'm happy to announce that SZA finally rescheduled that date. I was worried for a second. I was like, is she really going to just totally avoid Philadelphia? No, come on. September 26th. Gotta wait a little bit longer, but September 26th, she'll be back in Philadelphia. We love SZA, of course. And if you have tickets from the original show, which was March 2nd, those tickets will be honored. That's good. I'm seeing the scene, all the videos on Instagram and Twitter from the ballpark last night, the Phillies game. So the Phillies were losing, right? It's Dollar Dog Night. And with that, brought chaos, apparently. Just flying hot dogs everywhere. People are just flinging their dollar dogs at one another. I've never seen anything like it, to be honest with you. People were thrown out of the stadium. This is why we can't have nice things. This would never happen if you had to, you know, spend $5 on that hot dog. You would appreciate every morsel of that hot dog. But no, Dollar Dog Night, and we're flinging them at people like it's nothing. Come on, people. Come on, people. Let's keep it together. And of course, the fill-in is sponsored by Family Jewelers, Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. It's 96.5 TDY. Good morning. Hey, good morning. It's Bennett on TDY.
Bennett!
Dawn!
What's going on? I'm like so far off. Is Raven okay? Are you okay? What's going on, my body?
Blink twice if you're okay. I am good.
Oh, my God.
I am good. I announced this morning to start the show that unfortunately there has been some changes with the station and with the show, and unfortunately Raven is no longer with the show. Yeah, you know, there's been some budget cuts like many companies across the country are doing. It's the unfortunate state of the world that we're in. And but, you know, I've talked to Raven. I've talked to Raven constantly yesterday and last night. She's good. She's going to be so good moving forward. She's going to do something awesome, and I can't wait to follow her journey. She's a complete rock star. We know this. And you're stuck with me, Dawn. You're stuck with me, Dawn, for the long haul. There's no getting rid of me. I'm a wart on your big toe.
Well, they don't get rid of you. If they get rid of you, I'm protesting, I swear.
I am here, so we're going to build this show back up. You know, we're going to build it from the ground floor. We're going to make it something special.
You got me. You got me forever, Bennett. You know I ain't going nowhere.
Love you, Dawn. Let's do a little midweek check-in, a little roll call. Say anything you want live on the radio. That's how we're going to do things. It's Bennett on TDY. If you want to make some shout-outs, you want to check in, maybe shout out your business, where you're headed to this morning. I don't even care. 844-966-5965. You can slide into those DMs as well. At 965-TDY. We got Justin. Justin, where are you in the world? What are you even doing?
I'm working at my barn with my rescue horses.
Wow, okay. So is it better to work with horses than with, like, actual humans?
Oh, God, yeah.
Wait, that says so much. You would rather pick up giant horse crap than deal with people.
It's honestly hard to blame you. It's Bennett on TDY. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, where are you calling from?
Philly, South Philly.
You sound like a big ray of sunshine through the phone right now.
Just because I'm right back out through.
Hey, love you, Jessica. Appreciate you listening. It's Bennett on TDY. Good morning. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. It sounds like you're calling from a tunnel. Why are you so far?
I don't know why my phone sounds like this.
Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I thought like you were like in a well or something. I was nervous.
82 degrees and sunshine today. When can we start day drinking? I'm asking for, for me. It's Bennett on TDY. No, he hit me up in the studio here, 844-966-5965. We got Angie on the phone. Angie, you're at work already, right?
Yes, I'm working.
Where's work?
I am a lunch lady.
Oh, my God, a school lunch lady? You're my hero. I would love to smell you. I know that sounds weird, but I would love to smell you because I bet you smell like chicken patties. It's Bennett on TDY, 844-966-5965. Good morning. What can I do for you?
I wanted to give a shout-out to my girl, Talia. Hello, I love her.
Is it anniversary, or are you in the doghouse, or you just...
Yeah, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
What happened?
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds positive.
Hey, friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.